At a packed public meeting November 7th in Watertown, state environmental and health officials began a dialogue with members of the public about pollution on the city's north side, with the New York Air Brake Plant at the center of concern. WRVO's Joanna Richard spoke with state environmental officials about what they'll do with the new information from the meeting and what might come next.
The DEC says it took in two important new pieces of information at the meeting with current and former Northside residents. One person at the meeting said a neighbor who worked in New York Airbrake once brought home a drum full of trichloroethylene, or TCE, a solvent used to clean machinery. And residents wanted to know whether food from a community garden that functioned in the late 1980s and early 1990s could have been contaminated. Peter Outerkirk manages the New York Airbrake case for the DEC, which has been asking for more information from those who raised concerns at the meeting.
No one, unfortunately, has gotten back to us. We have been preparing a responsiveness summary, which is a discussion of the questions and answers that were given out at the public meeting.
That document should be available at the public library in Watertown in about a week, he said. The DEC plans to study fish and sediment in two neighborhood creeks in the spring. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.